This is the Composer's Datebook for October 14th. I'm John Burge. To most music lovers, the name Jean-Baptiste Lully calls to mind pompous and courtly music for Louis XIV, the French Sun King, who was Lully's great patron. The Italian-born Lully is credited with creating French opera in the 17th century, and some of these works, usually based on subjects from classical mythology and poetry, are occasionally revived and recorded today. But that was only one side of Lully's personality, the, shall we say, stuffy and serious side, because Lully was also something of a clown, literally. For more than 7 years, he worked with the great French comedian and playwright Molière to create stage works. In addition to composing the music, Lully acted, sang, and danced in these satirical and slapstick affairs. The most famous of the Lully-Molière collaborations debuted on today's date in 1670 when, to cheer up King Louis after an embarrassing incident involving a bogus ambassador from Turkey, Lully and Molière concocted a ballet spoof they called Le Turc Ridicule, preceded by a musical play about a wealthy upstart from the middle class titled Le Bourgeois Gentilhomme. Lully played the role of the Grand Mufti, and Molière the middle-class upstart with upper-class aspirations. Think Abbott and Costello or Laurel and Hardy in powdered wigs, and you get the idea. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.